Can we just honor him with our quietness? Absolute quietness. Absolute quietness. We thank you, our Father. We thank you, our Father. Have your way, our Father. Amen. Luke chapter 1, verse 32. Luke chapter 1, let's read from verse 30. Luke chapter 1 from verse 30. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. I want to emphasize verse 32. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. So we are here this evening to establish the throne of David. And I shared with you that the throne of David is an eternal throne. Is a throne, when it is set up above the realm of time and space. Because David has gone, he has served his generations and have gone, but this is talking about Yeshua the Christ, that when he comes, he is not coming with a throne from heaven, but he will sit on the throne of his father, David. Remember, we are not recording this meeting. We are not broadcasting it on Zoom. We have official photographers. Don't take photographs. Don't do anything. No. Just comply with the instruction. It will be sent to you because these things are the secret things of the Father. And I told you that an eternal throne is something that is set up outside the boundary of time and space. And I told you about the space-time continuum. That when you are in that continuum, you are operating in what? Thought. You're operating in time. You're operating in your mind. And then if you are doing that, you cannot come to the eternal dimension. So the throne we want to set up, we're going to set it up in such a way that after we have set it up, nothing man can do will be able to overthrow it.
Amen. You
know, because the Bible says that everything God does is eternal. Nobody can add to it. Nobody can remove from it. So that is the first thing I want to establish. And then the second thing I want to establish is that I am going to lead you into that dimension above time and space.
Amen.
You didn't hear me.
Amen.
You know, because you can't give what you don't have. We can't establish the throne of David if we are not able to go outside the boundary of time and space. And I said at the appropriate time in this meeting, I will lead you My brother has given me a good foundation to stand, and I'm sure it will be done.
Amen.
You have helped
me.
And when I lead you into that dimension above time and space, my brother will determine how many minutes we will stay there to establish things. If you say it will be for 30 minutes, it will be for 30 minutes. If you say 1 hour, we will stay there in 1 hour. And anything you say that is in line with the will of God shall be done.
Amen.
The only challenge is, you know, my brother is a man of overflow. Let him not be tempted to keep us here till tomorrow. But me, I'm ready. That is why we came. So, you know, if you do it by the Spirit, however long, it shall be so. And especially the young people, this is an opportunity to settle the issues of your future. Because this nation is denying you. But we want to reverse it.
Amen.
Tonight. But we are going to do it in order. If you want to do these things, you do it the way God has commanded you to do. Now, the second thing I told you is that there is an angel that is in charge of the earth. You hear about Mother Earth. So the earth is an entity. It has the ability to hear. O earth, hear the word of the Lord. It has feelings. It can be hurt. It can be violated. It can cry. It also has the stronger capacity to enforce judgments when it is fastened onto the earth by the right company of people that have the Spirit of Christ inside them. And the second thing I say is that what we do tonight, we're going to anchor it on the earth. Except the person who wants to change the word of God is not standing on the earth, then this thing we do today will not stand. But if that person will, at any particular point in time, touch his feet on the ground, the words we raise here today will overthrow the person.
Amen.
So the earth has the ability to hear. And I told you another thing. I said the angel in charge of the earth is the angel of the Lord himself. And I told you that the Holy Spirit, or the angel of the Lord, is the Holy Spirit in his office as the guardian and custodian of the earth. And people who have seen him in his office like that, he looks like clay or like stone, just like the earth. And I said our fathers had a revelation of her, because he's a female entity. Our fathers had a revelation of her. That is why sometimes they pour libation on the earth. And they speak to her and they minister to her. And then people say they are worshiping the earth. No. The earth of Nigeria groans with the iniquity of the land. And we can't do anything standing on the earth if the earth is not happy with us. So the first thing we want to do, I want to please ask the mothers who are the priestesses of the earth, bring your instruments of ministry, the things you have brought for this occasion. You know, just begin to bring it forth. That is the first thing we do. Take your time, do it however the Father has asked you to do it. And after we have done that, we will begin to raise the throne of David. Tuaraya mama, tuaraya mama, se ano mela, se ano mela, eze Jesus. To araya mama, se alumela. To araya mama, se no ya lumela. Se alumela. Ebe Jesus. To araya mama, se
the Son.
Do you have one?
Yeah, bring it. Where is that colored salt? Not this one. No, keep this one here. The colored salt. They are bringing. Yeah. Bring the honey. They are bringing it. Put the plate. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his souls unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Let's begin by taking repentance for ways that we have joined the people who don't have light to abuse the earth. In every way, we have done it individually. Let's ask the Lord to deal with us in mercy. Let the blood of Yeshua the Christ speak mercy for us. That the Lord will deal with us in mercy. Mercy. That our own personal actions will not open us up for the judgment that we are about to unleash. That our Father will save us. He will save our generations. You know, that we come into understanding that when we violate the earth, it has consequences. And we make a commitment that from today going forward, we are going to be friends of the earth because we have understanding that is also an entity. And our Father has established it for our sustenance. The earth can curse. The earth can make your ground hard. So our Father, deal with us in mercy. Our Father, deal with us in mercy. By what we do today, that the things that is making the earth of Nigeria not to yield to us will be reversed, that a new story will be written.
that we will not continue to make our earth a burial ground, because the earth mourns that we have reduced her just to a burial ground. Let's ask our Father to teach us the ways of the earth, that there's a way we can conduct ourselves and we become her friends. And whatever we put there is blessed. And when people stand on the earth to curse us, the earth will not agree to enforce it. Let that become our pattern. Let that become our reality. Let that become what we see in our land. The earth was called out of waters, that there are angels in charge of waters. Under the ground, there are clean waters that has a healing vibration and anointing. And that water can be directed to you so that you don't struggle. We come to amend our ways. We come to amend our ways. Let's say to the Father that by what we do today, we establish a new covenant with the earth over Nigeria. That the earth over Nigeria, we know our identity. We know the names of our children. And wherever they are traveling, even those in distant lands, the earth will be friendly with them and defend them and protect them. By this, we end every conflict we have with the earth. That the earth will not fight against us. Even the animals that stand on the earth, when they hear our sound, they will know these are our friends. That they will begin to go for us. That they will begin to walk for us. That they will begin to help us. That by this, birds can come and tell us, danger is ahead. You don't have to go out today. Birds.
Okay.
We are coming to that. It's after we have done this.
Okay.
It's bringing the wine. Okay? This is after you have done that. We will put it as a beauty because we will now spread this on the flag. You can now take this one. No, they are bringing the wine. They are bringing. It was hard to open. Yeah, it's fine. Is there a place where they have earth here where they can No, like a ground that is not concrete.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, I'm going to sound mine so far. Just four times. I want to change the vibration of this place. Vibration talks about everything is in motion. Nothing is static. If you know about vibrations, you can, you know, determine when things will happen. You can say fast, you can say slow. You know, so I want to adjust the vibration just to make room for all the people that back up our message. All the entities that support us, that they are welcome to participate in the building of this altar.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
These are 40 stones, 10 on each side, representing the four corners of the earth, the east, the west, the south, the north. So as I sound my shofar, we'll begin to raise the throne of David using words. But we agree that it will be done in the eternal dimension according to the order that was revealed to us. So we are doing it. This sand represents the sand of Nigeria. You know, we have spoken to Mother Earth, and you can see by the way the frequency changed that is not how it was when we came in. So we are also asking the breath that comes from the depth of Raha Kodesh to help us, that the winds will carry our words. The words I speak to you, they are spirits. They are life. They are not just words. No. So the first thing we want to do, some years back, the Lord said to us that to get Nigeria right, one key is that the east and west must work together. Do I have witnesses in the house?
Yeah.
And as we received that word, we knew it was a true word of God. We began to labor in it, and we raised a team. We constituted a house, and the first thing we did was to consult elders from from these two sides of our nation. So we have some people from the West, you know, Pastor Deborah Daniel, Brother Boyinga, and then eventually it involved our father, Daddy John Adetoro Lua. And we had the first meeting in Ibadan. And then we now had the elders from the West go to the East. We had that meeting in Enugu. And in that meeting, we had a reconciliation. We spoke like brothers. And the Easterners told the Westerners, these are my problems with you. This is how you have offended us. The Westerners did the same thing. We spoke to our brothers from the, you know, East. And after we have discussed honestly, we decided that we are going to stand together to see that the purpose of God is fulfilled. And there are witnesses here that we went on that journey together. And we proposed that the elders from the East will come to the West in 2020. But then, you know, COVID came. We were not able to do it. But we did it in 2021. We had another powerful meeting in Ibadan. No. Elders from the East came in their numbers. And part of what we recognized was that we are going to agree with God that His way should be done. Because God said that His justice is that He will raise a man from the East to be the David of Nigeria. You know, that we should allow Him to do it in His own way. And the West recognized it. They prayed for the Easterners and they said, we agree that this should be done, that it was right and just. So I want to begin to invite our brethren from the West. You know, Dr. Bolaji Akinyemi, you are here. Ed Abuenga, you are here. I want to invite some of the mothers. Mama Messi, you stand. I don't know where I will place you. You are here and there. Is there a mother from the West here? Is there somebody that is a Yoruba woman?
By marriage, I'm Yoruba.
By marriage, you are Yoruba. Should I borrow you?
By marriage,
I know where.
Yoruba. Yoruba.
Eh?
Elishama is Yoruba.
Elishama, come. Let me borrow you. Don't be angry, Pastor. Just remove your shoe. Doctor, remove your shoe. You are now standing on holy ground. Just come, stand as if you are standing on the earth of Nigeria. Just so. Yeah, come with them together.
Okay.
Brother, try to see if you can get Daddy John on the phone. If you can get Daddy John. Can somebody call Daddy Isiodo? I told him, so he'll be expecting our call. And then from the eastern side, Bro Benjamin, come and stand here. So let's say that this is the West, this is the East. Bro Judah, you are here now. Sister Tabitha, come and stand here. Sister Julie, come. Is that Daddy Isiodo?
Yes.
Okay. Good evening, Daddy. Is that a John? Is that a John? Good evening.
This call is now being recorded.
Is that a John? Okay, Daddy, we've come to the point where we want to give you room to speak as a father over the Eastern Gate.
Okay.
To bless what we are about to do today. what we are already doing, you know, but we are doing it in a dimension that it cannot fail. And we are doing it according to due order. So I just want to give you room to express your heart. You remember we had the meeting with the elders. Daddy, good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, Daddy Sodu is here on the other line.
Oh, good evening, son.
Good evening.
Good evening, brother.
Is this Brother John?
Yes.
Yes. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear.
Yes, bless you, sir. Well done in Enugu, sir.
God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Well done.
Thank you. Well done, sir. Well done.
Thank you, sir.
So, we are going to give you room. You remember the altar of the East and the West that we raised, just to strengthen it, to say that it still speaks, because it was done in the Spirit. Whatever our Father does is eternal. And that altar is standing. So, I will give room to Daddy Sodu to speak first. You just pray as it is in your heart, and then Daddy will now speak.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Our glorious Father, the only God we have. Father, we say to you again, if we have any other God, don't answer us.
Yes, Lord.
But if you are the only God we have, then as we call you tonight, answer us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
My God, you know everything about this country, Nigeria. You are the one that made the entire universe. And the scripture says the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. And it includes Nigeria. And so, Father, whatever you have in your heart for this country is the only thing that will manifest in this season.
Amen.
You have the final say. I want to thank you, Lord. You made available information through our Father, F.G. Elton. You made available information about your desire for this country. And that which you said concerning Nigeria, it is on that mandate we stand.
Amen.
Father, it is on that your mandate that we stand.
Amen.
We say, oh Lord, the old phase is over.
Amen.
We are now at the threshold of the new phase.
Amen.
The phase of righteousness.
Amen.
The phase of peace.
Amen.
The phase of safety and security.
Amen.
The phase of superabundance.
Amen.
The face of glory.
Amen.
Oh, let it now happen in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We're praying, Almighty God, therefore, that you stand by your servants as they raise the altar to commemorate this massive event.
Amen.
Oh, may your presence be obvious. May heaven and earth reckon with the fact that you are involved in your
prayer.
Lord, arise in your majesty.
Amen.
Release the angels.
Amen.
that are assigned to this altar.
Amen.
Father, activate them now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, this shall not be a dormant establishment.
Amen.
It shall speak.
Amen.
In the morning, it shall speak.
Amen.
Daddy, go ahead.
Amen.
Yeah,
is John praying?
Yes. Just hold on, he's praying.
I want to listen now.
Go ahead, sir.
Testimony that it is your word, because none of us can by your word to perform. It wasn't by elders' word, per se. It's your word that you gave to him. And Lord, we thank you. Forever, oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven. But what we have done this weekend is to stand for this word. And to say, you have a people on ground who are insisting that this word must come to pass.
Yes.
You have a people on ground who are laboring and traveling so that this word will come to pass, so that we'll see the reality of this word. And particularly, the standing is to see the second phase of the word that you spoke. Indeed, you said that Nigeria will be known for corruption, that our name will stink as a nation all over the world, that will be known for corruption. We have seen that. Over 40 years, we have seen that. It has reached the highest. It has been noised about. It has been witnessed. We have seen the effect of that. And that gives us the confidence that you, if we have seen this first phase, we must see the second phase.
Yes.
The phase that Nigerians will be known for righteousness.
Yes.
Lord, that is the phase we are in. And that's the phase we step in by faith.
Amen.
By what has been done this weekend. Lord, we step into that, Lord.
Amen.
We are not postponing it.
Amen.
We are not saying it will happen, we are saying it is happening now.
Amen.
Because we are witnessing the power of the age to come. Yes, the energy and the power of the new heaven and the new earth is in us. And we are carrying it. And we are witnessing it. And because it's happening to us, it must happen in our world. It must happen in our environment.
Amen.
It must happen in and around us.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That you have waited for 40 years, not because you can, but it's because you are waiting for people. Who will be custodian of this energy, of this power, of this glory, of this righteousness? Because part of the prophecy that all over the world, men will hold on to Nigeria, hold on to their share, to their spirit, and say, ah, we want to go to your land because we can see righteousness in you. We want to go to your land to go and learn righteousness. It's happening in us. It has to happen in us, and it's happening in us. That's where our joy is, Lord, that you have not lied. All of us, and many of us can witness that something, that the earth in us has changed, that the heaven in us has changed, that we are carriers of this new heaven and the new earth. Lord, and you say to us, when this new heaven and the new earth, when it comes, it is the coming down of the new Jerusalem upon the earth, where there's no pain, where there's no sorrow, where there's no death. And therefore, Lord, we speak these words again, these words of prayer, these words of the over this altar. Lord, this from this weekend, where your people would have concluded and will be living in no good. Father, this altar will speak.
Amen.
This altar will shout.
Amen.
This altar will manifest.
Amen.
The reality and the glory of all that has been spoken.
Amen.
This altar has ascended to the heavens.
Yeah.
Lord, that's our confidence. That's our confidence. That the fire that has been rekindled upon this altar will burn. And will burn. And will burn of righteousness. We will consume evil. We will consume wickedness.
Amen.
That wickedness will no longer prosper.
Amen.
Evil will no longer prosper. Sin will no longer prosper. Corruption will no longer prosper.
Amen.
But the new day and the new dawn has come.
Amen.
We thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you. We speak with assurance, we speak with full assurance of this reality that we have done. So we bless you and help. We thank you. Because altars grow. Altars speak. Altars emanate and emit power. Just like the altar that Papa Abraham raised. Continue to speak even when Papa Jacob went there. The ladder was there. Heaven was there. So also this altar speaks.
Amen.
This water emits power.
Amen.
This water releases power.
Amen.
The power of the new heaven and the new earth. The power of the age to come.
Amen.
The power of righteousness.
Amen.
Releases upon this water.
Amen.
And righteousness exalts nations. And this righteousness that comes from this water will exalt this country.
Amen.
By extension, we exalt Africa.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, the black race.
Amen.
We are the generation that will see this work.
Amen.
It shall not be postponed.
Amen.
We live on it.
Amen.
We live on it fully. We will live on it.
Mm.
And we say the reality has come.
Amen.
We give you thanks.
Hallelujah.
We give you praise.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We will not return to Enugu to do this face again. We will return to Enugu to celebrate it.
Amen.
To the glory and the honor of you.
Yes.
Amen.
We thank you because you are part of us.
Thank you.
Worship and give you praise.
Hallelujah.
We have done this in and through Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, our Father.
Thank you.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Okay, the two daddies, thank you so much. So remain with us in the spirit while we continue.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, we want to, like I said, the altar is growing.
So,
do we have... No, wait. Do we have somebody from the middle belt to represent the north? Or somebody from the north? Yeah, come. Brother Piva, come. Yeah, just okay, fine. This one. Is there any person from the north?
Yeah.
Far north. Yeah, please come. Please come. Please come. Come.
And I'm from Plateau as well.
Is there any other north, Anna? Oh, okay, we have a sister here, we have brothers, it's fine. Now, the south, or what we call south-south, even though there's nothing like that in the dictionary. So, south-south, is that cool? Any person from the Delta state? Yeah, Brorobo, come. Sister Mercy, come, don't dodge. Don't dodge. So, you followed what we have done in the spirit. I would like to give you opportunity to give expression, add your voice. No, that you support. If you have utterance, if you have a sound. Yes, step on the sound. Step on the earth. We'll give to the north. Who has an expression? Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Praise the Lord. It's quite interesting that we are doing this thing today. I remember in 2023, around May 2023, on the 23rd of 2023, I had an encounter. And in that encounter, I met a man that I didn't know. All we were doing in that period was that we were just praying and seeking God's face for the nation, asking God what's the next thing to be done. And after that meeting that we had, I had an encounter in the night where I saw that the heavens opened And when the heavens opened, I met a man and a woman, and I didn't actually know who they were. But in the spirit, I was meant to understand that this was a man and his wife came to Nigeria on a missionary work. And one of the things that was very clear in that vision was that the Nigerian church had neglected the man towards the latter part of his years. And he had an anointing that he wanted to transfer to the next generation, but there was nobody to receive the anointing because they had neglected the man. So there was no body that was worthy to receive that anointing. But something interesting happened in that vision. What happened in that vision was that by Elton, I later discovered that it was by Elton and his wife when I did my research. But the thing that they had wanted to transfer to the church, they did transfer it because of honor. Because what I heard and what I saw was that towards their latter time, nobody honored them. They were left alone. So in that vision, we went and we honored him. And he decided to release that unction that he was going to go with. Now, this is the part, this is the reason why I am saying what I want to say. In that vision, Pa Elton and his wife were not granted access into heaven. The reason why they were not granted access into heaven was because he had not passed the mantle. So his spirit was still hovering over the nation of Nigeria. But when that mantle and the anointing was passed to the man that was found worthy, I saw that the heavens opened. And I saw angels came and pick this man. And as I looked towards the heaven, I saw a massive rainbow in the atmosphere. At the right hand, I saw a white horse, the horse of righteousness. Then at the extreme end, I saw what looks like Nigerian coat of arms. But that coat of arms that I saw was not in the colors that it is depicted in the physical. The coat of arms was light. Everything about the Nigerian coat of arms was light. I saw that the heavens opened. And Pa Elton and his wife finally entered into heaven. And I saw a long rays of angels waiting for him. The moment he entered into heaven, I saw that there was rejoicing in heaven. Why? Because two things has happened. He has passed the anointing over to somebody, the mantle over to somebody in Nigeria. And also finally, he has been granted access into heaven. I share this particular vision in 2023 with Brother Adeyemi, that man seated over there, the one that came from Lagos. I shared the vision with him as at that time, 2003. So it is interesting that we are doing this thing today. And interestingly, I am here, you know, to be part of what the Lord is doing. And also, I am coming from the north as well, where we have bear the brunt of, you know, the attack, you know, of the church. We have bared it so much on the plateau, you know, and I am trusting and believing that what we will do here today will bring a repentance sufficiently enough for the Lord to overturn what is happening.
Amen.
And also, my prayer also is that after this day today, the Lord will begin to give us understanding.
Amen.
As to what needs to be done, because it is not just about saying the season has come. But what are we to do? What are the strategies that we must take, the posture in the spirit and in the physical to be able to bet this thing that we are saying? Because it is not enough to just say the season, the 40th year has come. Before we came, the Lord was asking that if I give you Nigeria now, what will you do with Nigeria? Do you have the structure on ground to bet the new Nigeria? Do you have the leadership capacity that will be able to bet the new Nigeria? Those were the questions that the Lord was asking me when I was coming. That you are crying and asking for the new Nigeria. Are you prepared for her? Or is it the normal thing? So I pray that the Lord God Almighty will give us understanding.
Amen.
My prayer is that as we go back, God will begin to, you know, put some strategies in our mind. Begin to give us revision a new Nigeria. Begin to have a new vision for Nigeria. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yeah.
I want to end like this, sir. Some few days ago in Plateau, we had
a very strategic meeting that involved some stakeholders that they came. And one of the questions that we asked in that meeting is this, and that is what I am asking that we'll go back and do. We need to go back and revision the kind of Nigeria you want to see. Praise God. In America have what they call the Declaration of Independence. Isn't also that every America you touch today has a vision for Nigeria? So we need to come up with such a credible, we need to come up with something like that. A vision that every Nigerian can buy into. Something that when you touch him now and you ask him, what is the vision for this nation? He can tell you, like every American can tell you, about the Declaration of Independence. But I heard somebody say we have it. I pray that that becomes a document for us. It becomes a vision for us. The thing that we can pursue and give to the next generation. That as our fathers are here and our mothers are here, as they finish what they are doing today, they can pass it as a vision. And say, this is the thing that we deserve. We have dreamt about Nigeria. This is what we want Nigeria to be. And that Nigeria of our dream will come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for the privilege. First, last year I was in Makurdi, and then my mentor was not around. He said I should take the service. So when I came, I didn't have words, so we just started worshiping. It was just a new song about Hallelujah. While we sang and sang, I felt the Lord to have me stop midway and ask if anybody received any message or a vision. And nobody came out. To my amazement, I saw a young girl of about 6 to 7 years came out. So I asked her, did you see anything? She said yes. I said, what happened? So she said, while we were worshiping, she saw the Lord Jesus. And then he took her by the hand and they began to move. And they came to a place where there was a very big gate. And then the gate opened and they entered. When they entered, they saw the place was very beautiful and new. And the Lord told her, this is a new Nigeria.
Amen.
A child of 6 to 7 years. I was amazed. Now, it's correlated with, I served in Ebonyi State 2017 to 18. And then, I didn't know, I was just praying. And that's when the Lord spoke to me about the throne of Nigeria and how that it must be somebody from the Southeast that will service Nigeria. So, this has also been my prayer watch, and that's why I always come down for prophetic meetings. Hallelujah. And I'm also here concerning this prophecy because Paete also prophesied about the thief man, and I'm from the thief extraction. In fact, he said that when this happens, that also there is a revival that will spark up from Benue State and will consume the Islamic North. That the same way that the thief person stopped the advance of jihad through Othman and Fodio is the same way that the tea person will do that. And funny enough, one of the elders, Pamashita, who was about how many years when he passed on, when he was sick in the hospital, I was privileged to visit him with my organ. While we were talking, suddenly he stopped and began to pray. And the atmosphere was so much. It was after that that the next day I moved to Jos. And it wasn't long, he passed on. Hallelujah. So when I saw this meeting, and I set my heart to come, there was a scripture that stood up for me. Revelation chapter 10. The angel standing with one of his foot on a So that scripture came to me. You know, the angel was standing with one of his foot on the land and the sea and the rainbow around his head. And the Bible says in verse 6 that he lifted up his hand and swore by him that lived forever and ever. I said, no more delay.
Amen.
In the King James translation, I said, let there be no more time. So when a prophet was talking about suspending time, another scripture came to me that I want us to declare, then I'll hand over. That's Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 21. Hallelujah. It says, hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 21. It says, And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. Hallelujah. And then Isaiah 51, 9 to 10 says, awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake, as in the ancient days, in the generation of old. Are thou not it that hath caught Rahab and wounded the dragon? Because the Lord was making me to understand it, that why was the angel standing on the land and the sea? That part of the problem of Nigeria is from the sea. Especially this present government. Their strength is from the dragon from the sea. And so, Father, we thank you. Let there be no more time concerning this matter. No more delay. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, you said that you change times and seasons. You remove kings. You set up other things. We ask that. Let the times and the seasons over Nigeria be changed. Let kings be removed. And let kings emerge. In the name of Jesus. Okay, and finally, I remember I saw a vision. That was 2020, before 2023. I saw new set of leaders. Most of them were not into active politics, but I saw them take over leadership. And then I saw it was so glorious. These were new people. They were not into normal politics, but I saw them in political offices, governors, senators, and they took over the leadership. And so as this throne is instituted today, we ask that let this company emerge.
Amen.
In every state, amen. In every local government,
amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. You have a special? Yeah. Okay. So the South.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, so I want to sort of look at it, you know, from political, economic point of view. Yeah, so it's talking about the South, right? The Niger Delta area. And we know the Niger Delta area is where we have our oil from, right? And that is like the engine room of our economy, right? And again, that is the engine room of corruption. Right? And in fact, when you talk about NNPC and all of that, you sort of get confused, right? Because it's the most corrupt. I don't think any corporation corporations as corrupt as NNPC and all of that. So my prayer is around that even as we do all of this, right, that foundation of economic corruption and wastage and mismanagement, across board. And that the Lord will help us to start to build structures, economic structures, and also political structures. Like I'm privileged to be the roommate of Dr. Akiyemi. I know there was a call this afternoon regarding building network, political network, Christians, really doing the work, right? Because yeah, it's good that we've prayed and all of that, but as we go back, we need to go back to build networks, political network, economic network that will sort of give expression, physical expression to all that we have done. So Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you for the new Nigeria. We thank you for the great and mighty things you have in store for us. And even as we stand here, Niger Delta, our oil resources, that our oil resources will work for the entire nation.
Amen.
Will work for the entire nation.
Amen.
Father, you can see the wastage, the impunity, the corruption, and all of the mismanagement over this 40 years plus.
Amen.
Father, we pray, O Lord, that there will be no more of this.
Amen.
We put a stop to the corruption.
Amen.
We put a stop to the mismanagement.
Amen.
We put a stop, O King of Glory, to international interference that is not making us move forward. That our wealth, Heavenly Father, the wealth of this nation will work for the people of this nation. There is so much poverty and mystery in the land because of the mismanagement. That Lord, even as we go forth, O Lord, that there will be a turnaround. There will be a turnaround. Our resources will work for us. There will be prosperity for Nigeria.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Thank you. I want to say I agree with all that had been done and we are yet to do. Because some few months ago, I had an experience. And in that experience, I saw a woman. She was in pain, in agony, serious pains, and she was coming towards me. So I was like, what is it? And